and welcome to the final.
The final.
Not ever. Everyone panicked then. Everyone shit it then. Not the final ever.
Oh, fucking hell. We've got a lot to get through.
The final of 2022. Welcome to Nip Talk.
Not giving a fuck! Lucas hated that.
Don't
Nip Talk and not giving a fuck.
Welcome to Nip Talk and not giving a fuck. Not giving a fuck.
Nip, talk, not giving a fuck.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was sexy. Okay. Welcome to Nip, tack and not giving a fuck.
Loved
fucking
it.
Fucking good that, wasn't
Shandy
it?
Sounded like a boy.
Londoner. Anyway.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
This is a podcast where we celebrate being positive. Aspirational women.
Two bottles of Bailey's down.
It's all getting a bit weird in here.
But here we go. The weird ones are always the best ones.
So today, this is our last show of this year. We are literally planning to go through everything. A tiny little bit left in the tank. We're going to go through everything that you've sent us so that we can have a fresh start with your new things in 2023. So on Nip Talk, we want you to get your voices heard. You can email us at hello@niptalkpod.com. You can also get in touch via WhatsApp. So voice notes too, we can play them out in future episodes and we will keep you anon if you want to be. Just go to this episode's description if you want more info on how to get in touch. But we want to know everything. What's getting on your tits? What's giving you the ick? Any questions you have for us, any dilemmas, anything embarrassing, just anything you want to share with us and our gang. Anything. Because basically,
we don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
We don't give a flying fucking fuck.
We are back in surgery and it is nearly Christmas. But before that,
we're not doing Christmas first. We needed to share this with you.
A really fit man got arrested.
Read the comments.
Right, okay.
And he was in Manchester.
And we know him.
So he went out with someone
that we worked with. Did you not listen to the WhatsApp? Right, okay. So basically, two different girl groups sent this
in. It's like gone viral, this story.
So there's a guy. Do you remember the really fit American that was with Chloe Green, Topshop?
Fit Felon.
Yeah, Jeremy something. And it's kind of like that. So basically, the papers have done, I think it was MEN, have done a story about a guy that is wanted for drug charges, obviously. And his mugshot has gone viral because he is fit. Now, when I looked at him, I thought, I know that guy. And he actually used to go out with someone that we know. And I actually know who he is.
Yeah.
And he must be on the run. Anyway.
Is he on the run?
Yeah. And it's very serious. They're searching for him. So this really serious police article is like, this man is wanted for drug offences, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, us women.
He's fit.
Us women have done the dirty on his comments. I was crying. I sent it into our group because I was like, this is really funny. So basically, the headline is Wanted Felon. If you've seen him, you know, contact this number.
Lauren wet.
Not anymore.
I'm reading it now.
I'm legit no more. So if you've seen him, don't approach him. You want to hear the fucking comments. So the women have then gone on there and they have gone wild.
New headline.
That is so funny, mate.
Manchester police see a major rise in women to applying to the force and offering assistance in the church.
Oh.
There are definitely two types of people on this post. One, the Rimmer jokes. And two, the women. Haha, because his name was Rimmer.
His surname was Rimmer.
Yeah. I'll help you look for him. And if I find him, I get to keep him.
Honestly, they're fucking brilliant.
And then someone's put, oh, here we go again.
Honestly.
Men couldn't get away with doing this to a woman.
No. No. If there was a fit woman, all the men were like, I'll hide her.
Wouldn't mind cuffing this bad boy. Going by the comments on this, I hope the police get to this guy for his own safety before the women do.
There's some brilliant ones. There's one that's like, find his keepers. And then it says, do not approach. And someone's put, oh, I will be approaching this one. They are absolutely brilliant, some of the comments. So
he's keeping warm in one of these women's beds.
Brilliant. I think he's probably in Dubai.
He needs to be more worried about dropping his soap when he hits the Britain.
He literally does. Anyway.
Oh my God.
So women, you did us proud. However, if that was a fit woman and men were making
those
jokes.
If I see him, I will not let you know. Women using police most wanted as Tinder.
Honestly, they're brilliant. So yeah, we even though it's a Christmas one, we couldn't not share that with you because I thought it was really, really, really funny. Anyway,
I'm still reading these. I'm sorry, right, let me put my phone down.
Christmas anyway. Is approaching.
Christmas.
Oh, hear those sleigh bells ringing, jing, jing, jing.
Not a Christmas fan, apart from, do you know what this year is like?
That's cut me short.
Where Saskia is really fucking cute about Christmas, is Thea.
I love Christmas.
Every morning. Elf! Where?
Oh, have you got that silly elf? Have you got that stupid elf?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not got it.
My nanny does the elf for me.
Oh, of course she does. And then someone does your tree as well. Is there any point in Christmas for you? Yeah, so the nanny does
the elf.
You know the elf on the shelf?
Elf on the shelf. So every morning, wow. Saskia runs downstairs and the elf has done a different trick.
Do you not know what the elf on the shelf is? Oh, see, this is a gay guy. He's just got no fucking clue. So basically, if you're into this motherhood thing, you have to get the elf.
The kids love it.
You have to move it every day for 30 fucking days.
No, 25.
Okay, 25 days. You have to put it in different places. You have to try and be creative and funny. Now, I have got enough to do just keeping my child alive.
Why is the elf's legs hanging out of mummy's skirt?
That's a good one.
Honestly, it's so bad. But I love Christmas. So as you probably know, I love going on holiday. Fucking love it. Whenever, wherever.
Want to be together.
She's in hot shit, Shakira.
Anyway. One time of year I will never go away is Christmas because I think in this country there's one time of year where we all get together, we all get pissed, we're all fuck it, it's Christmas. It can be a bad time for some, but we all kind of get together, we meet our families, we all get pissed. It's a nice time of year, I think, in this country. I really do. So, yeah, I really like Christmas.
And the snowiness.
But what I don't like is every year I feel like, as a mother, yeah, the pressure of Christmas, not just as a mother, but more so, gets heavier every year. So the elf thing is only in the last 5 years. We didn't used to do that. Yeah. And now, if you don't do it, you're a prick and you're a shit mum. And Thea came home and was like, where's my elf? I thought, I was like, up your arse, mate. I just was like, I was literally like, ask your dad where the elf is. I bet your dad's not done it. No, because I have to do it. And I feel like every year we're expected to do more. So it started with just the odd trip to Santa. Really shitty, where you got a selection box. Now, you go to Lapland UK. £100 so a ticket.
It's more than that, darling. Yeah.
Now you go to abroad. You go to Lapland abroad.
And Lapland sells out.
Yeah, right. And now you have to go to Santa. But it's not just like sitting on some old bastard's knee.
Now it's like
seriously, like the full effect.
You're not paying for that. You're coming to my house.
Exactly. Ashley has got Santa at his house and I will be there with my four children.
Thank you.
We will all be there, darling. But yeah, I just think the pressure is getting more and more. And I feel like, so I've not got a very big family, but James was telling me that the grandchildren, there's loads of them, they buy everyone a present.
No.
So I was like, what, so you buy all your brother's kids presents?
I'd rather all of us just turn around and go,
anything.
Can we not? Oh my God, no. The anxiety of when you're coming home on Christmas Day with a car full of shit.
And where are you going to put it?
Back to your house. And then the whole come down of Christmas and you're like, where
are we gonna put this?
Is this shit going?
And do you know where half the stuff goes?
And that sounds really ungrateful.
It's ungrateful, but do you know where half the stuff from the year before goes? Either to a trash up or in the bin.
Right, I actually need to appeal to someone on this. So I put on that I've got an immaculate egg high chair and I could sell it. I don't want to sell it. No, you're not having
Why?
It. I'm giving it to someone.
Why can't I have it?
Because
I'm in need,
no,
mate.
You don't need an egg high chair.
I will soon.
No, you're not having it. So I've got an egg high chair.
Friend.
I've got like a little butterfly table and chairs. I've got a full like plate set that I didn't want anymore.
I've actually got a travel cot as well.
I've got baby clothes. I've not, but they're all pressed and they're like...
No, I'm being deadly serious. I might need them.
Well, I was speaking to a girl on Instagram before it got deleted and she gave me her details for a domestic abuse charity in Trafford. And she said they'll come and pick them up and she's got three families that
she's housing
at the minute that really need it. And I can't find any of the contact details. I've emailed a few. They've not got back to me. So whichever girl it is, she listens to the pod, please will you get in touch
message
with Lauren?
Message me. Yeah, message me.
Because I need to arrange getting this stuff picked up. And again, do you know what I'm going to do with toys that she's not even bought? I'm going to give them to charity.
So I normally take everything to a charity shop, but I actually was thinking I've got a few things like that and like Thea's clothes and stuff. And what I'm going to do in future is but then again, I don't want to be that person that's like, message me if you're struggling, babes.
I'm going
to
tell you a story on this.
Post them to someone that's struggling a little bit.
And I want to get your view.
Okay.
I did that a few months ago. I did a massive clear out of Saskia's stuff. Hopefully this person doesn't listen.
Okay.
I had to make sure I was like in for this person to pick the stuff up. Yeah. Da, 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 da. That's absolutely fine. That's the whole point of it. I made sure everything was pressed, gave
everything
bags
really
of
nice.
The stuff,
yeah.
Came, didn't even get a thank you afterwards.
Really?
So she just came...
Bought Lucas.
Oh, so Lucas is now saying he's just had a really nice email.
What do you think of that? Because then I said it to my sister and she went, Ashley, you've done it for all the wrong reasons. You shouldn't be doing it to get a thank you.
I agree, but I also think manners are manners. And
I've always been taught to say thank you.
Yeah.
When someone doesn't say thank you to me, I've got a massive, massive thing of it that it really upsets me.
No, I agree. I think manners are manners. And I just think I think you should always have manners.
Do you know, like even when you go for lunch with someone and you get the bill.
Yeah, you say thank
and
you.
Like, oh my God, yes.
And text when you get home and say thank you for lunch. I probably
thank
forget
you so
to do that.
Much.
But like, yeah, no, I agree. I think you should have manners, but we don't know the full situation. But I wanted to put a thing out and I wanted to be like, right, I've got a load of summer clothes. I was thinking of doing it next year. If anyone's struggling. But then I felt like that was a bit like looking down. If you're struggling, message me.
Yeah, that's
give
why
me a sob story.
This is why I want
to
get
give it to a charity.
Charities, yeah. Please can we get this charity's details? And, you know, I don't donate money regularly to charity.
Same.
I go to like functions and stuff like that, but I don't have a charity. I do. But do you know what I do? I do give the kids' stuff to charity shops.
Yeah. Oh my God, I do. Absolutely. I give all my stuff to charity shops.
Yeah.
If you go to Bake Up Charity Shop,
I sell
fucking
bits
good at the
on
minute.
Depop, but it's only like stuff that I'm thinking, oh, I'm
worth
not sure
it, whether I should get rid.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
I know that people get slagged off for doing that.
I think
but...
at Christmas, like it's a time where people, the pressure, like we've just talked about, people do really struggle and you're supposed to do everything. Yeah. You're supposed to make everyone happy and even a Christmas dinner. And it's a shit time for like so many people. What do you like? What's your Christmas routine?
Right,
do you have the same one?
Yeah, I just love being a slob at Christmas. So on Christmas Eve, we're doing a really nice thing, aren't we?
Do you know what? Genuinely,
I'm excited for that.
I went and got
a group of people.
Who else is coming?
Katie's coming.
Oh, lovely.
My sister will be there.
Amazing. Your mum and dad coming?
Your mum and dad are coming. There's quite a lot of people coming.
I'm actually genuinely... And I'm going to get all the kids looking nice, us looking... I'm really excited for
that,
you know.
So we've got that. And then... And I think that's quite nice now that we're older to do, like, friend things.
Because we
Christmas.
Used to do nights out, pissed up, and now we've got a load of fucking kids.
And then I wake up on Christmas morning and I like having just, like, 2 hours at least of just the family.
Yeah.
Just us. That's it.
What's so like you, Ed,
so
the kids?
So I cook Ed a really nice full English and I take it up to him in bed with the kids.
Do you have a Bucks Fizz?
I drink for him as soon
Same.
As I get up.
Same.
And Ed's driving, so he'll only have one. I'm never the driver. Because last year I was pregnant, so I couldn't have anything.
Oh, well, it's your turn then.
So it's my turn.
Yeah, I agree.
So then the kids will come downstairs, do presents, and then get everyone ready. And then Ed's mum's next door, so we'll go and say hi to her. Then we'll go to my mum's house. Then Saskia's dad will pick her up.
So Saskia's dad will get her like lunchtime or something?
2 o'clock, okay. Yeah. And then... I will go to Ed's dad's house in the evening on the way home.
So will you eat at your mum's?
Eat at mum's, grandma's there.
Yeah.
I've only got one grandma.
Yeah.
And then go to Ed's dad's.
More than I've got.
And see his little sister. And I love giving her presents as well. I just love giving the kids their presents.
Do you not think, though, that one of the things that about Christmas is we want to be around our family, but I feel like the pressure of going to their house, you
like,
end up being
I mean,
frantic as fuck.
Last year I drove so that Ed could have a few
drinks. Why not if you're pregnant?
And, I hate driving at night in winter anyway, but I drove last year, but then this year Ed's not going to be able to have a drink or
you
relax.
You can't win. It's a bit like a job, isn't it?
It is.
It's a bit like, and do you know what I think's really difficult? And I think
that's why people go away though, Lauren.
Yeah, it's not for me that, honestly.
I know,
love
but that's
Christmas.
Why they go away.
So one thing I find quite difficult is trying to please everyone on Christmas Day.
What do you
Day?
Do on Christmas Day?
Okay, so I have an arrangement with Thea's dad whereby he will never have her on Christmas Eve. Never, never, ever, ever. And that is the rule. I have the shit. I take the days off when she's ill. I do this, I do that. I take everything on my shoulders. And the
she
one
wants
thing
to make
back,
her bring her home.
The one thing I'm going to take back from that is you ain't ever getting her on Christmas Eve. And he's fine with that. And I think he appreciates that I deserve it. So Christmas Eve, she will always, forever and a day,
you do
be with
deserve
me.
It.
And a birthday. So Christmas Eve for me is more of a big deal than Christmas Day.
Like
on Christmas
up.
Eve, I like a nice walk. I like a pub lunch. We're going to come and see you.
Yeah.
Family, friends, couple of drinks. I love that side of Christmas. And then
and the kids are so excited.
They're so excited. I prefer that to actually Christmas Day, really.
Yeah. And you all get your pyjamas on. You
exactly.
Have a glass of wine.
Exactly.
Watch
we'll all,
TV
as
soon with
as
James.
We've been to yours, we'll all cozy. Now, this year, we're not in the same house. Next year, we will be. In fact, next year, we will be. But this year, it's going to be a difficult one. He's got some of his children. I've got mine. So we won't see each other after yours, he'll go his way, I'll go mine.
Yes.
But I will always be with my mum on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
She's on
her
own. Yeah. My dad's not around.
Your mom
so
is just the cutest.
No matter what, she will always come wherever I am. Yeah. When I move again, she'll come and sleep with me. And then Christmas morning, wake up, I eat chocolate for breakfast, Bucks Fizz, fry up or bacon butty, open all the presents with Thea. And then we're going out for Christmas dinner, which I've done twice now.
Yeah.
Now, the food is never good on Christmas Day. When you go out to eat it, it's never good.
It's
but
not,
I
I've
love the
that.
Idea of getting a little bit dressed up. You don't do the washing. Who wants to wash up on? And I think it's really
and
mean.
Then I always end up helping my mum.
Exactly.
And then all the men sit there.
Yeah, are like big fat bloated pricks. And I think the thing
farting.
Is farting
doing Christmas
and,
farts.
And throwing like celebrations around the room.
Yeah.
And I think as well, it's unfair on Christmas. Yes, it's all great, but the mother of the family, it will never be me because I can't cook. So it will always be my mum or his.
I get fully involved with helping.
In the, why should we be doing that? Is it enjoyable?
No.
No. So we go out, we eat, the food's shit,
but
I just get pissed.
By the way, girls, just go to M&S and buy the prepped veg.
Yeah, don't try and be like mum of the century.
Can I?
Am I going to be a confession?
There's a shop in Hale and they sell this stuff in all Waitrose and booths as well called Cook and it's frozen food.
Okay.
A bitch bought the dish that fits the frozen food in. Ed fully is convinced that
he did
it. Yeah, no. I go to Cook, I open it, put it in there.
No.
Put it in the oven, smells amazing. Take it out. I do it with the M&S curries. I put them in a pan, the microwave ones.
So he thinks that
he
you fully
thinks
made
that
it.
All day I've done that. I've been panting, wanking, watching 24 hours.
Watching Interceptors, wanking, and then you just stick it in. That's a good idea. I'm down for
make
that.
Make your life
listen,
easy.
I agree. I'm down for that.
I mean,
absolutely.
I don't do it all the time.
So yeah, we'll have Christmas dinner. I'll get pretty pissed.
And that's why I said chicken on
and then
Christmas.
We'll go,
turkey.
Yeah. And
it's
then we'll
hours.
We'll go home and I'll have a really chill time. I'll eat loads of Christmas. You know what I'm addicted to? You're way too rich and posh for this. Cheesy footballs.
Mm. Yeah, do you know what I got the other week?
Too posh for that. So do you know the footballs?
Those chip sticks as well. From chips. M&S. And they're like chips, but they're crisps.
Ready salted or salt and vinegar?
Ready salted.
No, salt and vinegar for me.
Have you guys ever had our best ever macaroni and cheese?
Yes!
From
no.
With the truffle in it!
It's
no.
The
it's
best macaroni
do
cheese
you know,
ever eat.
Right, runs, runs.
It's expensive.
M&S.
It's about £8. And ooh! It's a big one. It's a big one.
Yeah, but I could probably eat a big one.
No, me. You fucking could.
Lucas has
you
a big one.
Straight from that
Lucas
tip.
Is absolutely eating a big one.
I put the big, our best ever mac in the tray as well.
It is.
And then I sprinkle cheese on it myself.
So, I'm next year, me
it's
and
unreal.
James are moving in together. So I'm going to have to do housewife shit. Have I not mentioned that?
No.
I'm just saying, yeah. So I'm going to have to do housewife shit again. So all these tips are really good.
So that best, by the way, this
so
is
best,
where
so it's like the expensive
Ocado. Ocado comes in handy. I mean, okay. I don't know if they do it in I don't know if Ocado go into
if they go into the
hills.
The arse end of nowhere.
No, I'm joking. They will do, I'm sure. But Ocado, it's so expensive, but for like the ready meal things and bits.
What is Ocado?
Ocado is M&S and Waitrose together.
Didn't know that.
So you get all your meals.
So you go online almost like a Tesco shop, but it's an Ocado
and
shop.
It comes
and it's
the
M&S
next day.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, I bet that's pricey.
Oh, it is. I spend a lot on there.
That's good for you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Great. I, however, will go to Aldi.
I still
I like
go to
we
Alden.
Like Aldi, don't we?
No, but I go to Ocado for like my pomegranate
I agree.
Juice.
I know, I agree, for the good
and
stuff.
And my bone broth
yeah.
soup.
Ooh,
bone broth.
I go to Aldi for my dupes as
bone
well.
Bone broth, mate.
Hello, it's the most potent form of collagen.
Potent form of bone.
Okay, fine. See you in 10 years, baby. Anyway.
So we're going to be back after the break while me and Ashley argue over bone broth, which is fucking hanging.
It's stunning.
But so many...
Dalesford Organic.
Right, well, I'm saying this now. I'm going to be drinking the bone broth straight from the bone. Yeah, we'll be back after a break and we are going to do your Slutty Susans. We are back,
we
baby.
Are back, baby.
And we have got some listener messages. As you know, we are packing it all in for you today. Packing it all in for you guys today. So let's listen to what you've all got to say. I've been going through a hard time lately and your podcast has properly cheered me up.
I
so
love
girls,
it when
you're doing a great
that.
Job. And do you know what's even better about this? Guess who that was from?
Who?
Matthew. It's a guy.
Oh.
Thanks, Matthew. Oh, bloody hell. I love Lauren's lisp. It's so sexy, I think, on a woman. I don't fucking laugh on a woman. James thinks it is. I've even tried putting a lisp on when I talk. Right, listen to this for funny.
That's like putting your finger in your bum when you wank.
So listen to this for funny. Me and Ashley, whenever we've had a drink, our friend Amy does it as well. So when we're drinking together, Ashley begins to copy me. So the more drunk she gets a lisp. And our friend Amy does it as well. So I'll be talking to them and she'll be like, yes. And I'll think, you've not got a lisp. Why are you doing that? She copies me the more pissed she gets. So maybe Ash thinks it's sexy too. Next one. Hi, girls. Love the pod. I listen religiously every Wednesday and Friday, and you girls make me howl with laughter. Thank you. Lauren, I'm not sure how or why I started following you. Nobody is. You know, why you still do. Years ago, but mate, I feel like a proud pal seeing how far you've come and how happy you are now. That's lovely. I also had no idea how vulgar you could be. Right then.
But is that a compliment?
But it's refreshing to hear such a tidy bird talk like you
fucking
do.
Fucking hell, is this just smoke up Lauren's arse?
Because it's real and we all have it in us. Thank you, my darling. It's true. It's true. Ashley, honestly, I hadn't...
Oh no, what?
I hadn't heard your name before the pod. It was just me she knew then. But you are a huge influence of mine now. Aww. Like my number one beauty girl. I'm 32 with a 2-year-old and all your beauty and aging tips and advice are gold to me.
That's so nice.
Notes in my screen, screenshots and shares between my friends. So thank you for constantly sharing your knowledge and also making me laugh. You have the funniest, goofiest laugh on the pod.
Do I?
And you both make the perfect duo.
That's so cute.
Anyway. That's really nice. The reason for this message is I would love if you could share some Christmas gift ideas.
This is good.
What are your absolute makeup bag must-haves? What is your number one product when it comes to aging? Okay. Jesus, she wants to get money's worth here. What are you buying the men in your life? What are the best and the worst Christmas? Wow, this is... Right. Wow, she's asking too much. I need inspo.
Okay, so let's start with best makeup bag bits.
Okay.
You do three, I'll do three.
Fucking hell.
Number one. A makeup bag. Every girl needs a new makeup bag and a clear one.
My makeup bag is from Amazon. It's got two tiers to it. So
I just used it. It's really good.
It's good. So the top, it was literally, I don't know, like £6, maybe 10. So the top zips off and then there's a weightier bottom section. So the top section, I put all my brushes.
Clear is the best.
I put all my brushes in the top section and the bottom section is for everything else.
Yeah.
So when I'm somewhere and I'm doing my makeup, I know my brushes are in the top and my products are in the bottom. That is really important. Or have a separate brush bag, if possible.
The My Kitco ones are good.
And the MAC ones, I think, are quite nice
as well. And
that
Doll Beauty travel brush set.
Yes, the Doll Beauty travel brush set.
It's such good value.
And it's pink and it's cute. So have that separate as well. That is number one.
I've got a Louis Vuitton. I've got three Louis Vuitton makeup bags. I've got the mini one, which has got like, you know, when you're in a grab situation, brush and grab, and it's got like my concealer, my lip gloss, my powder.
Essentials.
Your essentials. Then I've got a little bit bigger one, which I would take on holiday, and then the massive one.
Yeah.
I've got, has got like everything in it. So if, girls, like if you think, oh, I don't know if I want a pair of shoes and I don't know if I want this, I can honestly say, get a good quality leather makeup bag,
on
which
my
you'll
list.
Have on your on my vanity unit.
It looks
do you know
gorge.
When you're running out and you're in a rush? All I do with the massive Louis Vuitton,
you can just grab it.
I just go whoosh and throw it all into there, and then you can leave the door.
So perfect. I would say I have a Louis Vuitton toiletry bag and almost like an envelope bag that I put jewelry in.
I know.
I've had that for years. So if you're in a position where you want something nice, I don't think you can get a better investment than that.
No.
Or you could get a cheaper one, but makeup bag
clear,
is one. Okay.
Clear ones.
Next, what else is your essentials?
Beauty essentials. Obviously, everyone, like, perfumes are expensive and you know you're going to like it. So I would always ask for my favourite perfume.
And it lasts for ages. And do you know what I've learned recently? Mixing perfumes. I never thought of that. I've never done it before, but my friend Emma used to work as a spritzer girl. She called it herself, not me. And she's told me like different scents you can layer together, so you're never going to smell like someone else.
Do that, don't I?
So I've got today Tom Ford Rose Prick and what's it called? What's the other
Mancera.
One? Mancera Roses Vanilla. So that's a really good one. So Mancera are really nice. They're from Selfridges. So you get your little bag and everything, but they're not as ridiculously expensive. They're like £70 or £120. So a perfume for somebody is a good gift.
Yes, I wear the Mancera one and I can't remember the name, but my sister will be like, for fuck's sake, Ashley, don't tell everyone. And it's incredible.
Mine's Rose Vanilla or something like that.
So now this gift is a good one. It's what I've got you for Christmas. I was telling you before.
Yes.
And I forgot it. LED anti-aging mask.
Expensive,
for a woman,
though.
For a man. Well, Aldi have done a dupe as well. Yeah. But
for your face, for your ass,
I've researched, and that current body one is amazing.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that is an amazing present, so I'm quite excited to get that. Right. I've got you a bag of coal.
Now, this present I'm going to talk to you about is good for a man, good for a woman. It's anti-aging, and can I just say it works?
Okay.
So I use an acid on my skin the night before. Then the next morning, I will put my face mask on. And I've got the current body one. It's what I've got you for Christmas. It's absolutely amazing. And I've got a code for it. It is Ashley20, and you will get 20% off.
That's a lot when it's expensive.
They do the LED device, which is just the glasses eye one, that you can walk around.
Yes,
I was going to get you the eye one, but then I thought I'd get you the full face.
Because you thought my face is fucked, not just my eyes.
Well, no, it's not, but the eye one fully
works. Does it actually work?
Yes.
Because my eyes are so crinkly at the minute.
A good thing that you can buy someone, my mum this year has asked for the Zany Skin Fusion again, the collagen
gorgeous
drink.
Stuff. Yeah.
Honestly, my nails grow at a rate. My hair grows at a rate. I can tell a difference when I've been using it.
My
mum. A collagen supplement.
So I've bought my mum a gorgeous pair of pyjamas, like an, like a, not the silk ones, because I think silk makes you sweaty, like a really gorgeous cotton with her initials. I think that's always nice. Slippers, I've got some UGG slippers.
I get pyjamas from HA Designs or the Napco.
HA Designs is nice.
Both nice.
The other thing, I've got her a designer handbag, which just thinks a nice little treat for her.
Candles are always nice.
Jo Malone, always. I don't think
I'm
you can go
a
wrong
White
with that.
Company fan.
Really?
Seychelles.
White Company, Vervain, Reed Diffuser.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's giving out. Never mind us, Lucas is giving out the fucking
info. Now, what
have
I got for Ed for Christmas? Standard boxers, socks. I always get him the Crest teeth whitening strips. And the Zedo oil control pads, because he's addicted to them. He uses so many of them. And then I got him a Louis Vuitton jumper.
Nice. I've got James a Prada backpack, because I think as a man, especially if you're a dad, a backpack
is necessary.
You know
what? I wish I hadn't got a designer baby bag. I got sent a backpack from Storksack.
Yeah.
And it's fucking incredible. It's like a backpack where you just zip it open and you throw everything. It's got different compartments for the kids. On holiday, you can take the straps off, you can wrap it around the buggy.
Much better than a designer
baby bags.
I got him that backpack partly for New York because he's going to need one, partly for like nappies and stuff like that. I think it's always good that men have one as well. I have got him a coat. Because I think...
Fucking hell.
You need like a hot... You need
wish
a nice
my name was James.
Coat. You need like a warm coat. I've got him some Tom Ford Tobacco Vanille aftershave because I wear that. And he ran out and he wore mine and it is stunning on men. Like, it's really beautiful. So I think it's a really good aftershave is really nice. Magliato. What else have I got him?
What have you asked for?
I'm going to New York, pal. But I know
guess
he's got me
I've
more.
Got.
He's got me more, but... Go on, Ashley, what have you got?
What is it? I'm not allowed to say till Christmas Day.
I'm getting a fucking North Face raincoat.
No, you're getting more than that. Well, you've got you a present.
I've known
what I wanted all year and
do you know,
a half.
I
about
don't
it.
Ask for anything for Christmas because I'm do. Not asked. Like, if I want it, I'll buy it myself.
With
and if
Ed,
I can't afford it, neither can you. So
I have to spell it out for him.
Really?
Like, his PA and my PA both have been messaging
me. Have you
got
separate PAs?
Yeah.
What do you need a PA for?
Are you joking? Sally? She does everything
for me. Yeah,
but
why do you
me.
Need a PA?
No, because she gets all the discount off the stuff for me. Then she books all my restaurants. She does all my travel stuff. I couldn't live without her.
But what, you sat in bed wanking? Sorry, it's a different topic.
Anyway, yes, she's amazing. And there we go. So that's our thing. We've rambled about Christmas gifts.
So next, let's move to Slutty Susan. Okay, here we have it. Small office of around 30 people. Some people had worked together for 20 plus years, so it's one of those offices where they know each other very well. The one lady who was prim and proper and snooty, looked down her nose at everyone, was having an affair with the alpha male in the office.
Always them.
She was married. He was in a long-term relationship. They'd stay late every Friday for their fun in the office and no one wanted to get stuck on a call or the last in the office after for the pure awkwardness of knowing that you were holding them up. So everyone knew
that.
So
they were shagging.
And everyone knew. She was once caught with her feet sticking out of a toilet cubicle on her knees on the Christmas
do. No, thank you.
Fur coat, no knickers.
fucking
you
hell.
Dirty cow.
Dirty cow.
Do you know what, though? Everyone knows about it as yeah. well.
I was watching a TikTok the other day, and it was this guy was in this gym. I don't know if anyone's ever been to Hale Country Club before, but...
I'm not allowed there again. That's another story.
And it's like blacked out. You know when you're on the treadmill, but you can see out of the window?
Yeah.
And he filmed this couple, and they're both there in their business outfits. Mm. They're not a couple, clearly. They pull up in the cars. They get out and get in the back of his car for half an hour.
On the on the
3 mornings a week at the same time.
What on the...
And he was filming it like...
In the car park.
Yeah, yeah.
They shag in the car.
Middle-aged people. Just get in the back.
They must have a big blacked out range.
I know someone who, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but was having this affair for years.
Yeah.
Years. And her husband knew and his wife knew. So it was an open wow. like affair, like, and they were trying to keep them away from each other. They couldn't. They changed their phone numbers, everything.
What?
But they still like lived locally. And they met in like the Sainsbury's car park again, like after the phone numbers had been deleted. And
yeah.
She was like, 12 o'clock here mm-hmm. every Tuesday. And every Tuesday,
they would check
there was
in
no
the car.
There was no contact on the phone, nothing. She'd stand there. Sometimes he wasn't there. Sometimes she wasn't there. But most of the time they were there.
And they would just do it in the car?
Yeah.
So it's purely sex?
Yeah.
I just don't get that. I don't get that.
Well, just your husband's not giving.
Well, yeah, I just think...
No,
like,
I'm joking.
I just think just have sex with who your husband...
The amount of people that have affairs, Lauren, is
oh,
massive.
I know.
Do you know what? It's more women than men. Well, probably because I'm a woman.
I think this. Now, I might be totally wrong.
I
think the age of about 35, it's mainly men that do the affairs. Then they settle and calm. Then it's the women 35 on. That's what I think.
No shade.
No, fuck it. If you've been, just do what you want to do, mate. I don't really care. I honestly don't care what anyone's doing.
We don't give a fuck.
Next one is a mixture of a dilemma and a slutty Susan question. She wants to keep it anonymous. So my boyfriend and I have officially been together since April. We have an extremely healthy sex life. And recently I was giving him a blowjob, as I do most days. Oh, good girl.
Oh,
however, this time it hit different.
Oh.
As in, his cum hit different.
What?
And ended up coming out of my nose.
Oh my goodness.
Luckily, we both found it funny, but we also had no idea how this happened.
It can.
And it's since happened twice more. Mm. Have you, either of you ever had this happen?
Yeah, so
I understand nose and throats are connected,
yeah.
But it's just a first for the both of us. Thanks for your help, and I love your podcast.
You know, I've seen those videos of people where they put a condom down their nose and then they...
Right, so we know that it's connected.
Have you not seen it? Yeah, you've seen it. Yeah, it went round like at school, didn't it? And then sometimes if I'm eating a Chinese, you know, with rice and Ed makes me laugh, rice comes out of my nose.
What?
Full on grains of rice come out of my nose. And that's why, like, after you've been on a night out and you know you've got like black eyeliner and you blow your nose and you're like,
no,
why?
That's not why.
It's eyeliner.
No,
it fucking
it's not.
Is.
That is
it,
when. No, it's not. That
I
dust,
know it is.
It's not. It's just from the club that you've
it's
been
not.
To.
It's not. It's eyeliner. I once used to do
spray tans and I did like loads in one day and my snot was absolutely brown and it was from that. And if I've ever been to Warehouse Project, my snot is black in the morning and that's from the dust and stuff, not from your fucking eyeliner, mate. No, it's not, you idiot lady.
All right, you idiot
that.
Lady.
You idiot lady.
You silly woman.
I don't think, I mean, I don't know. It's never happened to me, no.
Yeah, and then I had a really bad, do you know how we've spoken about, like, there's one type of alcohol that you can just, if you smell
you
it,
cannot.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it's usually Malibu, but mine's Sambuca. And I remember I was at uni and everyone was ordered these shots. I didn't know what it was. I did it and it came straight out my nose, all over everyone. And it was like a fountain, like...
Really? I like laughed out my nose. But when you're having a blowjob and they come and you just swallow it, how's that come out of his
you need,
nose?
Do you know what? You need to get that shit gone quick.
They're like, oh,
because
like an oyster.
Like straight down the hatch. Because otherwise, the longer you leave it in your gob...
You've got a chat. I think she's got it down there. She's gone like... And it's kind of come through her nose. Yeah, she must
like
have
a heave.
Just swallow it straight down. Best thing to do is get the penis as far back to your throat as possible. So when it happens, it straight down.
Yeah, you don't even have to taste it. You just go
like an oyster.
I don't eat oysters.
Neither do I.
I'm allergic to.
Oh, I'm going to start saying, oh my God. I'm going to start saying I'm allergic to fish because some of the restaurants I've been to recently, I've had to pretend to eat that raw shit. Wow.
Not for me that.
Have you had a McCrispy? McDonald's.
No, what's that?
If you had a McCrispy, no.
No.
Have you? They're fucking amazing.
What is it?
McDonald's McCrispy.
Is it like chicken?
Yeah. Have you had the chicken batter, the cheese bites at Christmas?
Yeah, the mozzarella.
Not the mozzarella dippers, they're shit. The best thing about Christmas every year is McDonald's mozzarella cheese melts and they're... Oh.
And there's that Greg's festive...
Bake. Yeah, that's not for me.
Do you eat that?
The baguette with the chicken and stuffing hot is the best thing they do.
Really? I feel like a festive bake
if
for me, isn't it?
If me and Lauren permanently worked in Media City, we would be the size of this room.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't walk past Greg's.
Can
and not
I just
go in.
Say a bit of an ick I've got? It's like an ick, but it's like a. So I recently, and I for the whole time I've been on Instagram, I've had these messages, but recently I've had quite a lot. And it's people asking me what I eat in a day.
Okay. I hate that. So some days it's great and some days it's
so
shy.
I had this message in it basically. And do you know what? I'm not slating the person because I understand like they're just misinformed and they don't know. So I'm going to tell you all now. And it basically said something like, hi, you know, like the podcast, I really admire your body, your figure. Can you tell me how many times a day you eat, what you eat and how many times you work out? Sorry, Ashley's doing an impression here of me smoking and drinking. And she wanted to know what I ate in a day.
I'm working out
on the day. I'm being serious here. So she wanted to know. So my reply to her, which I'm going to tell you all right now, is this. Don't try and copy someone else. Don't think if you eat what I eat in a day.
But if you do find out what Kim Kardashian is, let me know.
We all have different metabolisms. We all have different body shapes. You have different body types. If you eat exactly what I eat, you're not going to look like me. I haven't got a fast metabolism particularly, but I'm busy and some days I might not eat all day and then some days I will eat shite all day.
Shite, I've seen you.
You've seen it happen.
And you've seen me.
Yeah, and some days I won't eat because I'm busy, so I won't eat all day.
Yeah,
yeah. So my only thing is, don't look at other people and think, if I eat what they eat,
unless
if I do what they do.
Blog.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I'm not an expert. I can't help you there. Gym as well. If you do what I do in the gym, will you look like me? No. Will I look like the next girl? No. Because you just look, it's your own body.
We're not qualified.
Don't come to me for
that.
Don't come to me for nutrition or exercise advice.
No one can come to me for anything anyway now. Bye.
Yeah, she's got no Instagram. People come to me. Ashley recommended. I'm like, God, I don't know what it was. I've got no idea. But yeah, next.
Can you tell us the email?
Lucas has got an email and he hasn't told us what it is. So we're like, do you want us to do that? Will you tell us now or?
I'll tell you now.
Okay. Are you going to read it?
I'll tell you now.
Come on, use my mic. Lucas is now in my mic. I'm scared.
Hello. I've just seen your episode where you mentioned sex parties. Oh. Have you been to one yet?
No.
Would you all like to attend a party? Happy to discuss. So and so from Killing Kittens.
You're coming too. So when I say sex, you say party.
Right,
sex.
No, but party.
Sex.
Party.
Sex. Party. Lucas.
I'm gay. I can't come.
Why?
There'll be gay people there.
For straights.
It's not.
Just come and watch.
They're for breeders.
Yeah, but you're going to be
the cameraman.
Yeah.
I don't think they allow that.
Oh, no. Okay. Right, we're going.
We're going to sex party.
Can you find out when they are?
We're going. Are you taking the boys?
Yeah.
Should we take the boys? I'm so fucking excited.
Prize competition. Two people can join.
Okay, I'm going to bring James. You decide later.
I don't think I'll be allowed.
Okay, I'm going to go. Sex party.
We're going to a sex.
Oh my God, we're actually
what
going.
What are we
going
to wear?
We're big time, you know. Killing Kittens have got in touch.
Lingerie.
Put your lingerie on.
That's so fun.
I'm so excited. Thank you, Lucas. Anyway.
Do they have a really big, like, New Year one, I think?
I'll find out.
This is fucking well good. This is big time.
This is a bucket list thing I've wanted to do.
Okay, we are back with dilemmas now. Hey, ladies. I came across a pod on TikTok.
Dilemma.
Let's
do a Christmassy jingle one.
Dilemma of the year. Jingle bells, dilemma of the week. Oh, we were so excited.
Love that. Go.
Hi, ladies. I came across your pod on TikTok and it's my guilty pleasure. Why guilty, though? Like, just let it out.
We're dirty.
I absolutely love it. I feel like I shouldn't be listening and it's a secret.
See?
Then dirty. I hear girls talking about poo and I know
I'm... Need a bath after listening to you.
I hear girls talking about poo and I know I'm in the right place. A bit of advice, please. I have female friends who talk about their dildo, or maybe it's not, quite openly. But my partner doesn't have one. Ah, it's a male. Ah, okay. But my partner doesn't have one or has never even mentioned one. And to be honest, isn't really confident in bed unless she's had a wine. I think that's a lot
Sounds
of us.
Like me.
I think buying her own dildo would heat up in the bedroom activities. If your partner bought you one, would you be happy about it? Or should I stay clear in case she gets upset? Keep up the good work, ladies. Right, first of all, thank you for writing in. This is amazing. If more men wrote into us, more girlfriends would be happy. So I think you're lovely and you're a lovely boyfriend for even lovely. Doing this. Number one, I don't particularly have a dildo either. I actually don't. I don't use one.
I don't have a dildo, I have a vibrator.
Okay, so I don't use one on my own or with my partner particularly. So it's not unusual that she hasn't, but I'm assuming here that you just don't have many toys as such. And you're saying she's not very confident in bed. Okay, how do we deal with this? I don't think buying her own one is a problem. I think there's a way and means of kind of asking her about it. So what you could say is, oh my God, one of the lads was talking about their missus having a dildo or a vibrator.
I'd just buy
Would you
one.
Ever have? No, because I feel like that might be a bit much for her. She sounds like she's quite shy. So I'd be like, oh my God, what do you think about that? And then have a little chat about it. Mm. You just give it her in a box. There's a dildo.
No, I'd maybe be like, oh my God, I bought a selection of things and you pick. Or right, sit on the website together and pick together.
But wait, this could make her feel quite uncomfortable
and
unconfident as if she's not good enough. So what
no,
I'm thinking
we don't want
is,
it to feel like that,
if he's
that.
Like, oh, John's bird has been using the vibrator, why didn't we? Oh, and then it got me thinking, we never do that. Should we have a look online? I think that's a much nicer way of doing it.
Yeah, like go on the Love Honey website together.
Instead of saying like, as if she's wrong, you say the words, we've never done
and then
that.
He should
I've
be like,
never thought of that.
Let's get me a cock ring.
Exactly. So you put it back on yourself.
And then
like,
she'll go, I'm into pegging.
And then she'll get
that big one there.
Funny you've said that. So I think you should
Fire
make it
in
about
my belly.
I think you should make it about both of you and be like, I've never thought to get you a dildo. What do you think? And have that chat. Go online together, have a laugh about it, and just naturally bring it up in
and
that way.
And make sure she's fueled by wine at this point.
Yeah, and make sure she's steaming. And then I think with confidence in the bedroom, I honestly believe that comes with time. I don't know how long you've been together, but they're also encouraging her. So if you're like, oh my God, that was amazing last night, like you were amazing, that's going to give her more confidence.
Yeah, and like, not even face to face because it's a bit crazy.
Yeah,
like,
text.
Like a text. Like, can't
you were
stop
fucking
thinking
unreal
about
last night.
That. Yeah.
You looked amazing when you did that last night.
Yeah, love that.
Like,
for her.
Get her,
how lucky is she to have this?
To have
guy.
This guy that's messaged in.
Love that.
Get her confidence going in that way. And one thing I will say is the sex from my experience, I mean, it starts good because it's like exciting and new, but as it goes on, it gets better because you're like, I like that and I don't like that.
And you can be more like honest.
Yeah, and more yourself. If you like it, you do it. You're not asked what they think.
You're not like that guy before that just pulls out a dick extender on the first shag.
On the first shag. No, you're
like, that's a red flag, right?
Potentially. So, good. I like you, boy. You are a nice boy.
A
we
nice
like you.
Boy.
And we slag men off. But actually, you are a nice man. Good. 10 points for nice man. I hope you marry her.
We give men a hard time.
But it's all tongue in cheek. And we say this, however, you know how obsessed I am with James. You know Ashley absolutely adores her husband. It's tongue in cheek. And this guy's nice. I like him. Okay, next one. Hi, girls. I just want to say I love your podcast. It has been stitches and it's very relatable. I'm looking for some advice. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 3 years and he did have social media at first, but he never used to post photos of us together.
Love that.
What?
Protect it.
Or you're shagging someone else and you don't want birds knowing.
Okay.
Now, I really do believe that.
Okay.
Now he only has Snapchat.
Oh my God!
Exactly. I told
He's
you.
He's shagging
told
someone
you.
Else!
And he posts friends and family but never posts me unless I ask. You should never have to ask him
also,
to post your picture.
Also, lads with Snapchat are
Girls, Snapchat's dead. If you are over and about 23...
Also, as soon as a guy goes... Not can I have your number and they go, can
I
have your
Snapchat?
Snapchat? They've got a wife or they've got a bird. They
Snapchat.
Have end of story.
Snapchat is Tinder territory.
Yeah.
It wouldn't
Snapchat
bother me.
Is poff.
It wouldn't bother me if he never posted anyone in Snapchat, but it's starting to feel like I'm like he doesn't want people to know he's with me or that I'm not good enough. This is what kills me, right, about the girl situation. This guy sounds pretty shady, I'll be honest. And the first thing us women do is assume it's us. And I've done this before. Instead of thinking like you're a prick, you think, why am I not good enough? Stop that mentality straight
you
away.
You are good enough.
Should
you're
I mention
better than
this
him.
3 years later or accept it? Do not accept it. Fuck him off. I'm not keen.
We need to catch him red-handed.
I'm not keen. I'm honestly not keen. And
can
I
you
don't
send him
like,
a honey trap?
I'll do it.
There's a girl that you can pay to do it.
I'm not keen on the fact that he isn't wanting to post you. Now, as Ashley at first was like, yeah, I love that. No, you love a private person on Instagram. This guy is posting other people, but not her. To me, it's fucking shady. And it's not that she's not good enough. There's something going on. I don't like it. You're either with me or you're not. You should be proud. I am proud posting pictures of my partner.
I'm going to fuck shit up by saying this, but I know guys that overpost their girlfriends and kids
to make a point.
Done something wrong.
I used to have an ex, and whenever he'd been on a bender, the next morning, off my his world. Box, he would post me and he'd be like, love this girl, she's the best in the world. And everyone would think, oh, that's so cute. And I'd be thinking, no, he was out all night and he's posted that to try and keep me happy.
So there is a happy medium and we don't know.
But I'm not keen on this. This situation's not okay.
The Snapchat thing is a massive
red. It's not okay. He didn't post on his Insta and he doesn't on his Snapchat, but he posts other people. It's not okay. I'm not keen.
Also, read the book, Why Men Don't Love Women Like You. And Why Men Love Bitches.
Yeah.
And listen to the Christine Quinn book on Audible.
Yeah,
and
I'm not keen on him, babe. Don't like him.
You'll be fine.
I think you need to fuck him off. Okay. So Lucas has just brought up an interesting ick, and it's Christmas underwear or Christmas socks.
And
I
then
thought
they
you
still
meant
wear
sexy
it.
Red. Also, you don't. You mean
no,
like
it's very,
festive. I mean, why would you
bad
do that?
For the environment.
Why?
Because I would throw it away.
You then throw it away.
And then I'd buy it again.
If I ever saw a man or a woman in a Christmas underwear, who would buy it?
But then when I was younger, I had the days of the week knickers.
Oh, they're
cute. And I felt very organised. And then it got to a point where Tuesday was Saturday and...
And then it all got too much.
Yeah.
I do agree with Lucas. Why? No, I'm not into festive things like that. Underwear, socks. No. Leave them in Primark.
You're right, Lucas. Yeah. You're right.
Guys, firstly... And foremostly, thank you for the support that you've given us over the past, well, forever, but more since we moved and we've started our new studio.
The last six months
have been amazing. The girls that came to the brunch, the girls that wanted to and will come to the brunch. Lucas, for being unreal. And I feel like you're all falling in love with him bit by bit as you get to know him. So thank you for that. Thank you for everything. Thank you for making loads of
being
women
part
feel...
part of it
yeah,
as well.
And making loads of women feel better about themselves. I think what I said the other day when I was speaking to someone about the brunch and about the pod... I said, I feel like our podcast is part of a bigger movement.
Yeah.
It's not just this little podcast. There's a bigger movement here. And that's where women are not judging each
taking
other anymore.
Taking control.
Taking the piss out of themselves and each other. Having a laugh about
being
the things
open.
That are embarrassing. Being open. Not trying to be perfect. And because we're all beginning to jump on this, we're not slagging
we're
each
not
other off.
Not giving a fuck anymore.
Just don't care. And I think that is such a positive movement. And I feel like next year we're going to grow and grow and grow more.
Yeah.
And we're going to get
it's
a big bunch of amazing
time.
Women. I hope you all have... an amazing Christmas. Yeah. I know it's a really hard time for some people, like really hard for some. If you've lost someone recently, like if you're going through a shit time, Christmas amplifies
that. If
you're
going for a breakup.
Yeah, but just remember, it is such a short period of time.
And
it's
also,
over soon.
I know we slag men off all the time, but literally over the last few months as well, we've gained a lot of man fans. And
I love that.
I feel like it's good for men to listen as well, to kind of understand. We sound very
how
defensive at times, but... We literally love everyone and thank you so much for the contributions. We'd also love to hear what your favourite bits were from the year. What were your favourite, you know, episodes? What was your favourite funny stories, ics, dilemmas?
What bits have you forgotten? Like, I always get messages like, oh, Lauren, you mentioned this in that episode. Can you remind me, like, just the surgery episode, potentially? Whatever it was, let us know any
we're
little bits that were your favourite.
Bigger and better next year for you all. And I
not
hope
physically
have-
bigger.
No, not physically bigger. Well,
mentally.
Certain areas.
Bigger
maybe.
Dicks. Bigger dicks, bigger tits, maybe.
Okay, well, I love you all. And please...
Merry Christmas.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe to the pod. Love
Thank
you.
Thank you for an amazing year. Shall we sing a Christmas song?
No.
No, I'm going to.
Go on then.
Oh, I wish it could be...
Christmas.
Every...
Day.
Bye then.